I remember the first time I played Bruce on the radio. I played Spirit in the Night from his album Greetings from Asbury Park. He didn't sound like anybody else. His imagery was sort of Dylan-esque, but he had a street sensibility that nobody else had. Crazy day.
Sir, from the old WHFS, says 1973 was a busy year for Bruce Springsteen. Besides Greetings from Asbury Park, the boss also put out The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle.
Absolutely spectacular recordings. Funny thing is, both these albums were highly critically acclaimed. They were very powerful, but they weren't getting a lot of radio airplay. HFS and, to a lesser extent, Georgetown University's WGTB were the only stations in D.C. playing them.
It was also the first time Bruce Springsteen played live in our area.
It was April 28, 1973, that he opened for Jerry Lee Lewis and Chuck Berry at Coalfield House University of Maryland. Chuck Berry would never travel with a band. He'd always get a pickup band in whatever town he was playing. And groups like the E Street Band knew every Chuck Berry song, of course, note for note.
I had skin like leather and the diamond hard look of a cold.
The next month, Bruce headlined for the first time in D.C.
Well, I stood stone-like at midnight, suspended in my masquerade.
So try to imagine, back in May of 1973, he played a little place just off of DuPont Circle, a 19th-century row house converted into a restaurant bar, the Child Herald, tiny little stage, about 15 feet square, with no PA system. The thing that impressed me was his presence on stage in this tiny little club. Here he was, a newly signed, relatively unknown musician, and yet he was able to compel the audience to listen to stories in his quiet songs and get them on their bar stools when he started rocking.
The whole band made $750 for the three-night stand at the Child Herald.
This was a small club, and it was relatively packed, and he connected with everybody in the room. And all these years later, even in front of tens of thousands of people, I still get that same feeling.
Neil Orkenstein, WTOP News.